Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. That's right. I like that part. I don't even know why. It's too bad this isn't televised, you know? That was funny. You are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Like Pathfinder, Bartlett Like Pears. It is so good to be back and have the chance to talk to you more often. Happy Friday the 13th. Woo-hoo. And as far as I'm concerned, happy end of Mercury retrograde, which was several days back. But oh my gosh, that was a hard one. Ooh, yeeks. Nice to be like sort of back to smoother sailing. This is our new edition of Life Insights Live with all kinds of new elements that we're going to put into it because we will now be airing how often? Every Friday. Yep, every Friday morning. I can sort of be your Friday morning special deluxe wake up special. Unless you're already on the road, in which case I can be your drive to work special or put me on the clock radio or, you know, whatever. And you can also, of course, listen to us on www.kestradio. You got to add the word radio.com. Have you ever figured out who has KEST.com? It's a weird website. It's very odd, but it's not us. And we're going to have the archives of this show posted. Our intent is to post them every Friday morning right after the program. So by Friday afternoon, you can listen to the show all over again, and you can pretend it's Friday morning all over again. Or Saturday, you can listen to it and pretend it's Friday morning and then realize, I can go back to sleep. So all of that put together, we have a brief episode of our special technical feature this morning because there's all kinds of people in Las Vegas right now. This year, I didn't go. I usually do. This year, I didn't go. My brother and I decided, not this year. It's sort of in honor of Bop, my dad. But anyway, a brief episode of none other than... Tech Talk San Francisco. Absolutely. Coming out of our primary home station, KEST. So a couple things I want to mention. One is, the company Yahoo, they are doing just weird stuff. But in the world of web hosting, they've done a lot of advertising for web hosting, but as near as I can tell, and if any of y'all work for Yahoo and you have a better explanation, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you've got friends that work for Yahoo in the upper reaches and have a better explanation, as near as I can tell, my best guess is that there's an in-house corporate battle between some high-level ranking Yahoo person on one side and some high-level ranking Yahoo person on the other side, with the second one being whoever's in charge of their web domain hosting and their web hosting group. And whoever is doing the battle is trying to put the other guy out of business so that they can win and get promoted so that they get a private jet. I don't know. I'm making that story up. But what I can tell you is I have used Yahoo's web domain registration and their web hosting. I have used that in the past. And I can tell you the simple review of Yahoo's web domain registration or their web hosting, the simple review is don't. Yep. That's my review. Don't. Currently, I'm shifting over to GoDaddy. I'm liking what I'm getting from GoDaddy. I'm liking the response and the support. I will say, the support team for Yahoo's web registration is excellent. I'll give them great credit. Whenever I've had to deal with them on the phone, they've had some pretty good information for me. But they've done a few things that are subtle. One, they're now charging 3 times as much as pretty much anybody else out there to register your domain each year. They've done a very interesting thing, and so I'll mention this. If you have domains registered with Yahoo and you transfer them somewhere else to save yourself 60% of the cost, make sure you then go cancel your registration support with Yahoo or they'll bill you anyway. Even though they no longer have your domain to re-register, they'll bill you for the re-registration. Anyway, bless their little heart. In addition to that, there's other issues with it. So quite simply, the review of Yahoo for a domain registration. So if you're planning on registering a domain for your family, or if you've just been sort of, if you grab some domains, figuring somebody during the .com was going to, you know, bid you $1 million for that domain host or whatever, if it's registered with Yahoo, my suggestion is, just my personal opinion, the opinions expressed may not be those of God, the management, or even your next door neighbor. But my review of Yahoo as web registration and web hosting is very simple. Don't. I have used network services. They're pretty solid, and they've finally brought their prices down. I'm currently using GoDaddy for most of my stuff. They're very solid, and their prices have been, not only did they start at a better rate than everybody else, but they've continued to maintain that their maintain their prices on a lower with pretty good response and pretty good support. So I would recommend either of those, but simple recommendation. And again, if you've got friends that are in the upper reaches of Yahoo, I'd love to talk with them and get a better explanation than what I've been able to figure out on my own. So that's number one. Number two, the biggest thing going on in the Consumer Electronics Show this year so far is tablets. In other words, you know, little portable picture frame sized portable web access machines, basically bigger than your iPhone, but smaller than your laptop. The biggest news is tablets, and I can tell you that the big news on tablets is thinner, 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 cheaper. And those are all good things, right? Thinner, smaller, easier to carry with still a good size screen. And they're bringing out a whole set of tablets that are going to be, it's going to take till probably the end of the first quarter for us to see them here, some of them even longer than that, but they're going to be in the under $100 category. In fact, we're looking at tablets that are coming out between $75 and $85, which is just amazing. So if you've been looking at a tablet and you don't have an urgent, immediate need, you just thought you'd want one, my suggestion on tablets would be wait till about March. That was really funny. That triggered wait till the sun shines, Nelly. I don't know why, but wait till about March on tablets. And then the other fun part that we're seeing going on is, of course, an ever-expanding number of various interesting add-ons for your Apple iPhone. Now, again, I want to mention that I happen to use Sprint service. They don't pay me for this. I happen to use Sprint service at this point, although we'd love to line up a sponsorship, and if we ever do, then I'll let you know this is a sponsored statement, but this isn't. And it's interesting because if you read the nationwide reviews of Sprint in terms of their average speed of their connection, etc., they don't rank very high. But if you read just the Bay Area reviews of Sprint, what you've got is when they do nationwide, it's true, Sprint does not have as many ultra-high-speed 4G towers out there as Verizon does. So Verizon reads better on a nationwide average speed survey. But when you read the San Francisco area surveys, Sprint comes right up there in terms of coverage. And they're doing a really nice thing, which is for your phones, once you pay the fee to have a 4G coverage phone, which is a little more than the non-4G phones, they're doing a really nice thing at the moment where they've not screwed it up yet. And they're continuing to offer an all-inclusive package that doesn't choke your data off after you download a few things, where the other packages are having slightly different approach. So if you're looking at an iPhone, Sprint can now finally offer an iPhone, and they're offering it with that all-inclusive data package. So that's a pretty cool part of that. We're going to have some new camera reviews coming up in Tech Talk because there's some new stuff coming out, and actually I'm getting ready to step up in cameras. And then, of course, my favorite comment in Tech Talk is, well, oh gee shucks, you know what? You'll notice that I've not done a lot of reviews on televisions. Why is that? I'm not a TV watcher all that much, but I do watch it and I do like it. But I have to admit, the TV I watch is a CRT television that's, well, those of you that know my history, was the first thing that Ruth Ann and I ever bought together long before we ever got married. So I just thought I'd mention this. If you happen to have bought yourself the brand new 3D highest of HD television set, and now you've got your older HD flat screen that you don't need, and it's sort of sitting in the garage or sitting in a closet, and you're trying to figure out what to do with it, send it to Scout. Seriously. What the heck? Donate it to Scout. In fact, I'll even trade your reading for it. So, you know, you could get $165 value out of that. Or 100 and whatever it is I charge, $115. 130 if you do it in person. Anyway, I'd even trade your reading for it if you want to, and we'll arrange to pick it up. So just send me an email, and you could upgrade my television experience. I think I'm allowed to do that. Oh, what the heck? I think I'm not allowed to do that, but the management's not up yet this morning. So anyway, that's this week's edition of Tech Talk. It's just that crazy a morning. So welcome back. This is Scout, like Pathfinder, Bartlett, like Pears. I'm glad to have you aboard. I want to talk about a lot of stuff this morning, but one of the key elements is the development of your own conscious awareness inside yourself. Now, every year I do a message from my highest guidance council. And it's a message about the coming year. And I have to say, I've been doing it for, you know, it's funny. If we'd known it was going to be important, we would have actually made a note of the first year I did it. But I'm pretty sure that I have done it nonstop every year. And that's really surprising because that even includes the grief years. But I'm pretty sure I've done it every year. And we're guesstimating that this year was the 22nd or 23rd annual December message, at least. So I've been doing it a while. And I've noticed that there's an interesting aspect to it, which I would call the good news, bad news part of talking to guidance. Because guidance has this lovely higher spiritual perspective. And so they're looking at everything from that higher perspective, the advancement of our spirit along our pathway. And you don't have to believe that you have a spirit or that you have a pathway. The information has turned out to be useful anyway. And certainly, more direct than your average newspaper horoscope. We'll just put it that way and hope I don't get shot for that. So this year, one of the primary aspects of what their message was to really key in for yourself on getting to know you from, I'll call it, an independent perspective. So often we look at us as in, well, yeah, I did that, but I should have, as if there were some real measurement. Now, it's true. If I go buy, I don't know, if I go purchase a piece of hardware, if I go purchase a hard drive for my computer, if I go purchase a hard drive and it says that it's 500 gigabytes, then it should be 500 gigabytes. Or at least as close to 500 gigabytes as any other that manufacturer hard drive. You know, you've got a direct comparison. And so if it's less than what the other hard drives from that manufacturer do, then it's not up to par. We do that to ourselves as if somewhere out there there was a listing of the ideal Mary Smith or Tom Harvey or Alice MacLean or Scout Bartlett, as if somehow, somewhere, there was a listing of specs. See, I got carried over in the tech talk. As if somehow, somewhere, there was a listing of specs that said what that ideal Scout Bartlett or Tom Harvey or Fred Winkle or whatever, as if somewhere there was a listing of specs of what that ideal me should be, and that I'm measuring me against those specs. And quite frankly, it's that kind of craziness that kept me from having an assistant for a whole lot of years, because I kept thinking, well, by golly, I really ought to be able to do the session work that I do and live in my right brain and still shift into my left brain to return phone calls and handle a calendar and book appointments all at the same time, and that somehow, some way, there was some spec out there that said I needed to master that. As it turns out, as soon as we got Rebecca, and now we have Terry, as soon as we got Terry up and running, it was like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden appointments are getting booked, people are getting their phone calls back, everything's getting handled, and instead of it making me feel like I'm a failure, it put it all together so that it flows beautifully. And I mean beautifully. How interesting. First, I had to step out of that craziness that says, well, I should be able to do that, and until I can master that, then I'm not going to find an alternative solution. Let me just help you. That's crazy. That's just nuts. There is no spec out there that says that that your conscious mind has access to be able to judge and evaluate you, because what you'll notice is that conscious mind keeps changing the yardstick by which it measures you at a very steady rate. In other words, if I should be able to do, you know, think of grade school, if I should be able to do two-column addition, as soon as I can do two-column addition, my brain says, well, I'm not really fine until I can do three-column addition. And then as I can, well, I'm not really okay until I can do four-column addition, yada, yada, yada. And we do that to ourselves all over the place in terms of our relationship approach, in terms of our work approach, in terms of our promotions, in terms of where we've gotten to, in terms of our financial status. We don't measure ourselves by what we are. We measure ourselves by some fictitious notion of what we should be. And it's fictitious. The advice guidance game for this year was above all else. Above all else, get to know you as you are. See you as you are. Be willing to recognize your gifts and being willing to recognize the areas in which you're not gifted that you have to either put extra effort or find a compensation way to get past it. And then be willing to participate with you as you are. Still leaves the door open for you to expand what you are in your gifted areas and even expand your levels of compensation. Me getting to know me as I am allowed me to hire Terry. And God bless her. I am very happy to have Terry helping me out. I was very happy to have Rebecca set it all up and put it in place until she got that fabulous Life Insights thing that happens when folks work with Life Insights. All of a sudden their lives take off and interesting stuff happens for them. And her life moved forward to where she ended up with a brand new house and needed to take care of that. And then we moved it on to Terry, who's taking care of new parts of the details. Getting to know you as you are with a sense of not a forgiveness, but a sense of a recognition like this is a new friend and you're going to take you for just what you are for all of your best parts. And that's your task for this year. So I'd like to put out an invitation. Those of you who have ever had a reading with me, or if you've done any of the Life Insights trainings with me or with any of the certified teachers, I'd love to have you share with folks what you saw as the usefulness or the benefit of that. So I'll open up the lines to invite you to call in at area code 415, which says we're San Francisco, 543, which spells kid, and 8255, which spells talk. So San Francisco kid talk, as it were, 415-543-8255. Call on in and just let folks know what you've seen as the usefulness of that. Meanwhile, we're going to take a brief moment to let you know I've been outside already, and dang, it's cold out in the suburbs. It's warmer in the city than it is in the suburbs, but it was crisp and clear. A jacket and a hat to cover my little naked head was enough to make it feel really good and brisk. It's supposed to be an absolutely beautiful day, but even if you're listening from across the world on KESTradio.com, and I know now we have listeners in Korea and Sri Lanka, because they're some of my clients. It's very cool. Anyway, if you're listening from across the world, no matter where you are, no matter what the weather is, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
San Francisco.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. It worked that time. That's right. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder and Bartlett like Pears. Oh, God, it's good to be here. Every Friday now, 7 to 8 a.m., and then we're going to post it on the website shortly after so that you can listen to the archives there. But while we're on the air, you can find us on KESTradio.com. You got to add the radio part. And I want to mention I have done scary stuff. In addition to us expanding our airtime here, scary move, I've actually set out my class and workshop schedule for the year on evening workshops. So I want to mention I'm going to be teaching our whole four-class series in opening your awareness and consciousness and your individual power. I'm going to teach that whole four-class series. It's the first time in a couple decades that I've taught it. But we're also going to have the other certified teachers cranking it up and teaching it as well. We start with the healing class, and that starts on Thursday nights in Mountain View at the end of the month. And it'll start on Monday nights in Sonoma, no less. Is that cool or what? Hi, Sonoma guys. It starts Monday nights in Sonoma. So we'd love to have, if you've got friends in Sonoma, let them know Scout's coming to town and they can either batten the hatches or join the class, whichever they think's appropriate. But we'd love to have you join us. And what I'll tell you is, if you either sign up, because the other series I'll have on Wednesday nights in Mountain View is a deep consciousness training called Dumping Burdens, Gathering Light. And in that training, we actually build a practice for you so that you can set aside all of the burden from current life and karmic so that you can get out of your mind. So you can set all of that aside, recharge your spirit, and then pick that stuff back up with that one step removed. So, you know, you ever taken a really good vacation, and then when you come back, you notice that all that stressy stuff is sort of one step removed? Well, this is a way to take that level of vacation every single day in about 45 minutes. Okay, so we teach that. Immediately following that training, the next training we'll do is our channeling training on being able to get out of your mind and out of your way and out of your head and go get answers to questions for yourself or others directly from guidance. So that'll be the second class. Now, if you do the package of the Dumping Burdens, Gathering Light, DBGL, and the channeling training, if you package those two together and pre-register, and we'll take your credit card number and all that stuff, we're going to give you a 10% discount on that package, or the Healing Class series. If you package the Healing Class series together and register for the whole series, which is a year-long training, we'll give you 10% off the series, and we'll also kick in the recordings from the Holy Days message. So that's another, I think those are priced out at $25. So that's another $25 off of it. So that's the packages available. And all you have to do is send me an email. And in fact, I'm going to do some little 10-minute special meditation that I'm going to record as an MP3. It's not done yet, but I just figured it out today. So I'm going to do a 10-minute meditation recording. And all you have to do to get that is email me today, Friday the 13th, or tomorrow, Saturday the 14th. Email me and mention the radio show. So even those of you that are listening now, you can email me right after. Or you can email me if you happen to be listening in the archives today or tomorrow. You can email me, and then I will actually send you back the recording of that 10-minute meditation. It's just going to be a quick little 10-minute recharge meditation so that, you know, you could go out at lunch and throw it in your car stereo or put it in your iPod and do it during your 10-minute break at work and recharge to come back and have your energy recharged and flowing. And all you have to do is email me for that one and mention the radio show. You have to email me today the 13th or Saturday the 14th and mention the radio show, and then I'll send it back to you. So we do have a caller on the air. I want to bring her up. Good morning, Linda. Welcome. You're live on the air with Scout.
Good morning, Scout. Yes, I'm calling to respond to your question about any experiences I've had with you in your classes. I'll just say that I first heard you in 1999, and of course I was a little cynical at the time about all of the whole metaphysical area.
I remember. So
I had to listen for a while before I was convinced, and then I did some individual excellent series with you. I've taken your classes in person and remotely. I think I'm being kind of general, but generally I say, you are the real deal. You are very authentic. You have a great gift. The quality of my life has improved tremendously through your work. Relationships are better. I just feel, you know, lighter, like you talked about letting go of baggage and that kind of thing. The consciousness, I love that part, being more aware of myself and being who I really am, and that has happened, and I mean, it's improved. I won't say I'm perfect at it.
me neither.
But you know, generally, I just love your work, and you know, anytime I can be a part of it, I certainly feel it's a benefit to me and my life.
And you've even ended up, I hope this isn't too personal, but you've ended up even referring me out to additional members of your family. What kind of feedback have you gotten from that?
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah. Because I know what you can do. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to convince other people that are a little skeptical. So, but my son, yes, he did agree. And I can see whether he's aware of it totally. I'm not sure. But I can see a change in him.
Cool. Thanks so much, Linda. I really appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
I love to hear I'm the real deal.
You are the real deal. I was trying to think of how I'm going to express this, and that is so true.
Fabulous. Yeah, and I do remember when we first spoke, there was a certain amount of, well, okay, I'll try it out, mostly because I just want to, like, send you some money for having heard you on the air, and I don't really expect anything.
I know. I'm going to see how this goes. I don't know.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate you calling in, and I deeply appreciate you. Thank you, dear.
Oh, good. And I'm so glad you're going to have a regular show on every Friday.
Yeah. I think that's going to be some serious fun.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I certainly am up. Okay.
Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's see. I need to do that and then that. There we go. Push the buttons in the wrong order and it doesn't work. Weird how that is. Kwong's over there laughing at me because he's been to radio school. Cool. Thanks. So again, I'll extend that invitation. Those of you that have either had session work or classes, I'd love to hear your results, particularly your results from the healing class, if you remember back that far for some of you. 415-543-8255. Come and play. So, and actually, you can even go check it out on Facebook this morning. I've got Facebook up, so you can throw me a comment. Put it under the radio comments. Make it a comment under so that we don't just fill up the page because then it gets confusing for me to read. But just go to Scout Bartlett under Facebook, and then eventually we're going to actually get the page up that's Life Insights. Right now there's not much over there. So you can go into Facebook on Scout Bartlett and friend me up or whatever it is that you do there. I vaguely understand. So what guidance said about this year was intentionally take the time to get to know yourself as you are. And so one of the things I'll tell you that we're gonna play with along the show, I took some vacation, or as I like to think of it, I did some maintenance on the office equipment. Since I'm a primary part of the business's office equipment, I have to do periodic maintenance. So I took a vacation with my non-blood family down in L.A. And while I was there, had just a lovely vision of, wouldn't it be fun to either hook up with a network show or a TV show? There's so much other goofy stuff out there. I was in a restaurant having breakfast with my friend, and we were semi-watching one of the daytime TV shows that was like Truth or Lie Detector and all this other stuff. And I thought, wouldn't it be more interesting to do a more positive show with, okay, let's do a relationship thing for young folks on the, okay, I'm trying to choose between candidate A and candidate B for a relationship candidate. And I just think that'll be a blast. So we'll play that sometimes here on the air. We'll also do Q&I. Questions and insights will be another part of what we'll be doing. Not Q&A, but Q&I. So is another part of what we'll be doing as we develop the show. Today, what we're inviting, though, is calls from folks that have worked with me. Since this is, last week was our introductory show, and we had a two-hour extravaganza. All right, I'll let you guys in on a little secret. If you heard the very beginning of the two-hour extravaganza last time, I was a little scattered because somehow my alarm had not gone off, and every blessing possibly available, including chocolate, upon him, Kwong got a hold of me on my cell phone and said, Scout, do you want to do a radio show? And I said, oh my God. And then I looked at the clock and realized that I had 90 seconds from deep sleep to fully on the air. So any of y'all that heard the extravaganza, the first few minutes was really me still waking up. And trying to get my feet under me. It was very entertaining. It made for a whole lot of fun, that was for sure. Anyway, so last week we had the extravaganza of the two-hour event, and this week is really our first regularly scheduled, in our new schedule, program. And so that's pretty darn exciting. So welcome, glad you're here, and glad that you're playing along at home. Or in your car, or on your way to whatever. So for today's show, we're just the calls we're inviting are folks that have worked with me in session or in classes to just call in and give their feedback. And it's 415-543-8255. Meanwhile, what guidance talked about for this year was a deep message of really be willing to step up and get acquainted with yourself as yourself. Drop the habits of the false evaluations of evaluating yourself compared to some other measurement unit that doesn't really apply. As if you've been measuring against some perfection, but it's not really true. It's been a moving yardstick. It's always been a changing evaluation. This is get to know yourself as you are. Rather than compare you to this other fake stuff, get to know yourself as you are. Now, because I read between the lines a little bit when guidance is talking to us, there's a place here where I'm thinking, uh-oh, if they're telling us to make sure to step back and get to know ourselves as we are, I'm suspecting that the overall energy flow of this year is going to be ever so slightly hypercritical. If we're getting a suggestion to drop our false criticism of self, my expectation is that the energy flow around us is going to have a tendency to be hypercritical. So I can predict a couple of things. One, if people are that busy arguing with themselves and demeaning themselves in their head, traffic's going to be weird. Drivers are going to be strange. Two, if people are that busy criticizing themselves and demeaning themselves in their head, you're going to want to be able to stay conscious so when they get harsh outside their head, because you know that false apology of, well, I am my own, you know, I criticize myself even worse than I criticize you, therefore it makes sense that I just rip you apart. Yeah, duh. No, it doesn't. But anyway, my expectation is that you'll want to be able to refind your center and refind your own energy flow when others around you are popping off and sharing their internal criticism by applying it to you. They had to get that out specially. There you go. I gave Kwong a small thank you gift this morning for the fact that he saved me last Friday. Anyway, so you're gonna want to be able to come back in your own center and know the truth about you so that you're not buying into someone else's external sharing of their own critique. And that's going to be key. Now, they always say it ever so sweetly, which is, shift your focus to get to know yourself as you are. That's a really sweet way to put it. But when I read between the lines, it's like, whoa, if that's what's going to be way important, then we probably better do that just to make sure that we are able to find our own center in the midst of an external energy flow that's going to be triggering us to be critiqueful. Because truthfully, if us criticizing ourselves fixed us, then everybody'd be a whole lot better already. If us yelling at ourselves fixed us, everybody would be a whole lot better already. And quite frankly, when I hear people argue for the notion that the only way to raise a child is to beat them, or smack them, or hit them, or strike them, I always think on that one, goodness, that got to me. I always think on that one. Now, I admit, I don't have kids. Maybe if I'd had kids, I would believe in spanking too. But I'm always looking at that and I'm thinking, you know what? If spanking them worked, then you'd never have to do it more than once, would you? The fact that you have to spank them again, in my mind, sort of proves that that doesn't work any better than any of the other theories. It just lets the adult vent a little bit. If yelling at ourselves worked, everybody'd be moving well on their way toward consciousness already. Yelling at ourselves doesn't do anything beneficial. It just is us yelling at ourselves. In fact, it's very funny. In the healing class, one of the side effects for a whole lot of people is that we unhook some of the early childhood patterning that causes them to be yelling at themselves and treating themselves badly. And as we unhook that early childhood programming, all of a sudden they're not yelling at themselves. And then they begin to find out that their primary motivational structure has been to yell at themselves. And that they can indeed motivate themselves from a positive direction of their own desire to get whatever done, and it's less painful and more beneficial and more positive and more empowering. But first they have to figure out that they've spent most of their life being mad at themselves so that they would be mad enough at themselves that they could make themselves do it. So basically, whatever was the worst of their critical teacher or critical parent patterns along the way, they had adopted them and now they were beating the daylights out of themselves and thinking that that was what was going to make them healthy, wealthy, and wise. No, it just makes you beat up. I got to tell you, those people that are out there thriving in the world are not thriving in the world through yelling at themselves. There are some examples that they're thriving in the world through yelling at others, and I'm not sure that I recommend that either, but certainly in a very funny way, I'd have to say that in terms of thriving, it seems that not yelling at yourself and yelling at others has more beneficial effect. I think coming into center and moving from a place of center has even more power, but you know, what do I know? I'm just a consciousness person, and I'm just teaching that. And I've just watched thousands and thousands and thousands of lives change under that theory. But, you know, I could be mistaken. The opinions expressed may not be those of God or the higher universe or even Fred down the street. They're just mine. This year is a year for you getting to know you as you are. And so one of the pieces that we're going to do is next week we'll do a whole series of short readings telling you about gifted areas in you. And we'll expand from there into our Q&I and even our which choice should I take. Whether it's really, Kwong just went, oh, darn. Yeah, you'll have to phone in. That'll be fun. You can call in from the studio to the studio, and then we'll put you, and you can even use like a fake name. That'll be entertaining. Maybe it'll even fool me. But next week, right? Next week. Cool. So that's the real key part, is us letting us know us as we are. So in the healing class, we've watched lots of people step into their consciousness, and it's the first time that they really get a real view of themselves as they are, because most of us are still being driven by programming and patterning that was put in place early in our childhood and then constructed itself into a structure in those psychologically dubbed formative years. It constructs itself into a structure, and then that structure takes over and runs the whole gig, but still using strategies that either carried over from past life trauma of, oh my God, let's make sure we never move forward in the public eye, or they'll run us out of town on a rail and they'll tar and feather us, or let's make sure we never get noticed, or let's make sure that nobody ever notices how bright we are, or how capable we are, or how whatever we are, because then we'll get tortured and killed. You know, the truth is, it's really nice. In a whole lot of cases, I even see people on a, my gosh, let's make sure that nobody ever, let's make sure we never access our more intuitive aspects of self. Or otherwise, you know, they'll kill us. It was very interesting. I did one workshop, somebody that ended up being a student for a number of years, actually. But after one workshop, when I talked about what's it like being psychic, and as I spoke about that, they got more and more terrified. And at the end of the workshop, we had a social acquaintance already. At the end of the workshop, they came running up to the front and literally grabbed my arm and frantically said, "You can't talk about that stuff. They're going to kill you." That was a little bit of a past life carryover, because as it turns out, oh man, do I really want to say that? Yeah, what the heck. As it turns out, Bernie Ward, if you speak out against the Republican Party for long enough in a broad enough format, they will find a way to put you in jail. But if you're just merely psychic, they won't kill you. Now, if they can really validate that you're psychic, they'll kick you out of casinos in Las Vegas, but they still won't kill you this time. We're not killing off the psychics this time. You're allowed to have it. In fact, we're so not killing off the psychics this time that there's even shows on television now which is normalizing accessing our intuitive, having hunches, having a hunch, having a more than normal perspective, etc. Speaking of which, if any of y'all is an attorney that you'd like to go play with an attention-getting class action lawsuit, or if any of you has any connections with the production company for a television show called The Mentalist, man, I wish somebody would get them to stop lying on the air when they say there is no such thing as psychic. It would be a pretty interesting lawsuit, a cease and desist lawsuit. I would love that one, because if they were going to defend the lawsuit, they'd have to prove there is no such thing as psychic. I wouldn't have to prove that there was such a thing as psychic, but it would certainly give me a public format to do so, wouldn't it? That'd be fun. Call up about, I don't know, 500 witnesses that have worked with me that could say, yep, this boy has definitely known stuff that he couldn't know any other way. I think that'd be very entertaining. Oh, speaking of those that have worked with me, if you're just dialing in, I have an invitation this morning. If you've had session work with me or if you've done our classes, I'd love for other people to hear your results. And the phone number is 415-543-8255. 8255. We didn't actually stage this up. We did drop an email to a couple of friends, but not till late last night. So normally if you hear professional shows do this, they've actually staged all their anonymous callers ahead of time, and they're all sitting in the other studio with a phone line or just a muffled microphone, where we're actually just finding out who's listening, who's awake, who's up and awake, and who's actually figured out that we're on at this time. So finding that consciousness and that awareness within ourselves, not just finding it, but connecting into it so that it becomes a very real part of us, opens an amazing number of doors. The biggest one being is it opens the door for us to be able to choose our responses based on the result we want, rather than having our responses completely driven by out-of-date, child-aged strategies, or even past life strategies. The particular individual that came running up and saying, "You can't talk about that, they'll kill you," is very, very intuitive and had shut down that intuitive part to make sure that it was not affecting their workplace so that it would never show. And as they were able to release that past life carryover to the degree they were, and as they brought that clearer intuitive into their world, a whole lot of their world smoothed out for them. They were able to change relationships into a more successful relationship. It turned out that their people interactions were even more important to the company they worked for than what their solid left brain career aspects had been, so that they got promoted to a nicer office and a higher level job and more money. All of these different parts came about, but mostly they found that that deep inner terror could become just background chatter rather than owning them. And other people that have done the healing class have watched the same thing. As their consciousness emerged, as their ability to have that conscious awareness emerged, they found that they could choose their responses rather than having old patterning just run itself again. And it makes a huge and interesting difference. It's really fun. I mean, in my world, there's really fun and interesting stuff. My LA non-blood family refers to it as my warp. Yep, that's just Scout's warp. Entertaining stuff like that. During this last visit, it was a minor thing. During one visit, we were all in Las Vegas, and I had one friend who was in Las Vegas. And if any of y'all have been there, Vegas is huge. I've been in Vegas when I had 20 friends in Vegas, and unless we specifically scheduled a time to meet, we never ran into each other just by accident. But on this one trip, I had one friend, and I'd set out, "God, it'd be fun to run into Raven while she's here in town." And sure enough, as we walked across one of those bridges between one casino and another, here's Raven walking the other direction to where I could just say, "Hey, hi, want to go? We're going to go ride the roller coaster." And she did. You know, we just headed off and rode the roller coaster up on top of whichever casino that is. This last trip to L.A., it was entertaining. I bought myself, because I saw it on sale after Christmas, a Criss Angel children's magic set, just because I love knowing how that stuff works, and I'm not very good at figuring it out on my own. I do real magic, so the artificial magic, I don't always get it. And one of the tools in the magic set involved a coin, and they had this fake little cheap plastic thing in there that was roughly the size of a half a dollar. And I happened to mention to one of my friends there, I said, "You know what? I'm going to have to find a half dollar. I think I've got one at home, because I think this will be cooler with a half dollar than just with this fake coin." And either the day after that or the next day after that, we were headed to the aquarium in L.A. If you want to see those pictures, go to my Facebook page. We were headed to the aquarium in L.A., and so we all stopped for fast food breakfast on the way, just because it seemed easy. And I sprung for the breakfast because, you know, there's a bunch of us, so I spring for the cheap meals. That's how I pay my part. And then they gave him some change back from whatever I'd given him for the breakfast, and he reached around to hand me the change, and I said, "No, keep the change." And he reached around and gestured with the change, and, you know, "Just put it in your pocket." And then he really gestured, you know, because he's a dad, so he's got that, "Here, take it," gestured down. And so he did that, "Here, take it," gesture, and I stick my hand out, and he drops the change in my hand, and now I understood why he did that. Because either the day before or 2 days before, I'm not sure which, I had said to him, "I need to find my 50-cent piece." And without us saying anything to the fast food place, they gave us back two 50-cent pieces instead of a dollar bill. I mean, clearly on their end, they did it to get it out of their drawer, but on my end, isn't that interesting? 48 hours or less after I said, I need a 50-cent piece, boom, one shows up. Now, any of y'all that still spend real money, how often do you get a 50-cent piece in your change? Much less, how often do they give you two of them rather than go ahead and give you the dollar bill? Yep. Took less than 48 hours, and there was my warp, and there was the 50-cent piece. And part of the consciousness was the ability to remember I wanted one, to recognize that this was a certain amount of small miracle, and to rejoice in it, as in, how fun is this? I love it when life does that. Meanwhile, speaking of life, I've been outdoors already this morning. In the suburbs, it's really cold. Man, up on the BART platform, I was cold. But I had on a jacket and a scarf and a hat to cover my little naked head, and I did just fine. It was less cold in the city, but it was crisp and clear in both places. Should turn into a beautiful day. But no matter where on the world you're listening, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
They talk AM on 1450 just for you.
San Francisco.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
You are the real deal.
Yay, Kwong. Kwong's our engineer. He just pulled that out of the earlier call. That's fabulous. Let's keep that one. I love that. How fun. Well, if we can catch where she said Scout and put Scout, you are the real deal, would be just fabulous. Oh, that's so cool. You were busy. That was quick. God, so impressive. Hi, welcome back. It is Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears in our brand new time every Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And then we're going to put it up on the archives on the website right after so that you can go right into lifeinsights.net, or the shortcut is notscott.com. Go right into lifeinsights.net, notscott.com, and click on radio, and we'll have it up before noon, actually. We'll have it up in the archives there so you can re-listen to the show and re-find out what we talked about. Or you can just re-listen to our caller, Linda, saying, you are the real deal. That's very cool. And we've got a few minutes left, so if you've had a session with me or if you've had our classes, we'd love to hear from you to just talk about what your results were so that everybody else can know whether or not I'm the real deal. 415-543-8255. 415-KIDTALK. Or not. Or I've got it open on Facebook, Scout Bartlett on Facebook. You can even throw your comment there and we'll put it up on the air. So, consciousness and awareness, it's exactly what we bring out in all of the Life Insights classes, but particularly the healing class and the healing class series is this amazing introduction to your innermost highest guidance and your ability to actually walk your life in your power and at choice. It's a four-class series. The healing class is an introduction with 19 different healing techniques to use on yourself and on others, so it's a fabulous practice. Then we have the class that we just call Son of Healing, which is the yang side of energy and power. Daughter of Healing, which is the yin energy side of energy and power. And then Child of Healing, which is that magical creative capability. And we're talking serious magic. The results that people have cranked out of these classes, it's just, well, it's ranged from beyond expectation all the way up to not medically possible. We love those results. Those are so much fun. And in fact, speaking of medically stuff, we've invited Len Saputo, Dr. Saputo, to give us a call next week, next Friday on the air, to give us an update. So if you're a Len Saputo fan, make sure that you listen to the show next week so you can hear that. Give us an update on how things went when he had his hip changed out, and new stuff going on his website and in his work, because we like to keep up with that. I'm a huge fan of Len. So, opening that conscious awareness, opening that conscious ability, opening your access to that part of yourself opens not only your access to be able to choose how you want to navigate within your life, but also opens your access to a deeper connection and a deeper ability to discern your intuitive input. We're going to teach our channeling class, but that's a set of practices to access that deeper input, to access that deeper aspect of self. You'll notice that in the Life Insights class series, we do not have a, quote, psychic development class. We do have tools for accessing your intuitive or psychic input, but primarily, all of our tools are for accessing your conscious awareness. All of our tools are for accessing your conscious awareness. Because as we get able to step past the control of our mind chatter, that you should have done this, you should have done that, you never should have done this, you never should have done that, as we gain the ability to step out of the control of our mind chatter and instead step into our conscious awareness, your ability to take in input from all of your five senses and your sixth sense all increases magnificently. So I look at it as, it's not like we teach classes in how to build yourself an internal radio, your psychic. We don't do that because you already have your internal radio. What we teach classes in are how to tune your radio more clearly and get rid of the static that's in the way. And that's exactly the results that we watch happen. The interesting part is the side effects of that go way beyond being able to have 50-cent pieces show up when you need them. The side effects of that go way beyond being able to have 50-cent pieces show up when you need them. Into being able to see how to interact, cutting a different course, stepping back into your power, stepping into an awareness of self, expanding your access to all of your five senses plus the sixth sense input, and walking through life in a completely more authentic place so that you're even aware of what you're broadcasting energetically. Speaking of which, we promised that we would do a healing broadcast during the show today, and it's time, right now. So we let everybody that was going to wake up late, and yet we're still in time for anybody. So you're going to want to stick around for another 90 seconds before you dash into work, even if you have an 8 o'clock work time. So all I want you to do is just take a moment to notice your surroundings. Notice what it feels like to be you, doing whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Notice the light levels in the room that you're in. Notice the sense of place in the room that you're in. Notice the level of your mind chatter. Notice how close or far away my voice seems to be. Notice how clear or fuzzy your vision seems to be. Notice how your attention is focused or wandering. Just take a quick assessment of who are you and where are you right now. And then we're going to take a moment to, you know, Kwong, this might have been before you were here. The last time that we were doing these energy broadcasts once a week, every week, about 6 or 8 months into that, there was a headline in the San Francisco Chronicle that said, crime rates drop in the Bay Area and no one knows why. I mean, the crime rates dropped to such a degree that none of the agencies could even figure out how they could stake a claim on it was their fault. So we're going to start doing it once a week, every week again, and we'll see what happens. We'll just throw that out there. It'll be interesting to see if that comes about. Anyway, meanwhile, so here comes the energy bump. This is for all of you. It's not going, those of you that have actually studied with me, it'll be more deeply connected because we've developed that link between us. Those of you that haven't but have known me on the air, or if this is just you were dial cruising and you have no idea why you stopped here today, well, for God's sake, stop here again next Friday. Or catch the rest of the shows during the week, too. You want to catch all that other fun programming because there's cool stuff out there on this station. Meanwhile, this is the Energy Transmission and begins now. So what I'll do is I'll just sort of mumble aimlessly while I do that so that we don't have dead air. What I'm doing is pulling a beam of energy from the center of the Earth right up through me and connecting it into Source and speeding that up so it creates an open linkage to allow the energy of Source to flood back through me and into Earth so that we get the heaven in Earth, you know, thy will be done, heaven in Earth. We get the heaven in Earth even while we're doing our primary task, which is uplifting and transmuting physical level energy. And then I speed that up and speed that up until my energy radiance is larger than the broadcast area. And now that our broadcast area is global, that gets more interesting on my part. Give me just a second here to really focus. I know, Helen Palmer told me I didn't have to do that breath stuff when I'm doing this, but it helps me do it. It's just a focus point. And then once I've got that energy expanded out to the entire broadcast area and all the ships at sea, have you ever thought about that, Kwong? Given that our tower's right on the bay, they got to be able to pick us up from a fair distance out on the ocean because AM waveforms would ride right across the surface of the water. You know, those guys coming in the tankers ought to be able to listen to us all the way into the bay. Anyway, we'll bump that up, we'll accelerate it and take it to a higher frequency, and if you'll relax and let yourself go along, you'll notice that you can start your day as if you've Red Bulled without having to Red Bull it. There we go. I'll keep doing that, but at the same time, I want to remind you that this is Life Insights Live with Scout. Go to my website, notscott.com. We'll get you there. Send me an email mentioning that you heard the radio program. We'll send you a special bonus. Let me know you want to register for one of the class series. We'll give you all the information you need. And if you mention the radio show and register for the whole series, we'll give you a 10% discount, which is significant. And more than that, what I really want to ask is that you treat yourselves as a loved one because you truly, truly are. And that it is indeed a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
MDB Interiors reminds us